The main branch of Hattiesburg Public Library reflected the rest of segregated society and only allowed white citizens to check out books during Freedom Summer in 1964. In the following interview, excerpt collected and recorded by USM Center for Oral History, a former Freedom Summer student describes a problem he encountered when visiting a library.
So, I had told them, when we go to the library, mm-hmm. each one of you, I was with the Sandy Addicts, mm-hmm. and who else? Ben Octenberg. Uh-huh. And we told them, when you enter the library, you enter quietly, mm-hmm. you enter peacefully, respectfully. I'm going to give each one of you a title of a book to ask for. Mm-hmm. You go to the desk and ask for that book. Mm-hmm. So they did. Mm-hmm. The clerks, of course, didn't have any of those books.
Right.
Don't have any of them. So they had been told, whatever you do, just sit down at the tables. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they sat down. Mm-hmm. So the librarian said, if you don't leave, mm-hmm. well, she had already closed them.
Right.
She had closed it.
Oh.
So nobody else could get in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we were like imprisoned.
Right.
The library. Mm-hmm. We could get her for kidnapping.
Right.
So she said, if you don't leave, I'm calling the police. So we said, okay, I guess you have to call the police. Mm-hmm. So they called the police. We were still there, standing inside. The door's locked. Police came, took the children in a separate truck, took Ben Octenberg, Sandra Addicts, and I to jail. While we were in jail, at least while I was in jail, I never knew whether they went around to the parents of the children who went with Sandra Addicts or Ben Octenberg, but I know the ones that said they were with me. Mm-hmm. The police went to their homes mm-hmm. while I was locked up mm-hmm. to get the parents to say that I took them without their permission because mm-hmm. they wanted bigger charges on me.
Right.
But they saved me.